If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblogues.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code podcast at joyandblokes.com.
Today in history, you know what? It's a real roller coaster of emotions and events, divorces, band members leaving, all kinds of stuff like that. That's what you're going to learn about on This Is Today. It's Sunday, August 16th, 2020. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. Yeah, so Disneyland and all those other theme parks might be closed, but it is National Roller Coaster Day. So, you know what? Build a roller coaster in your backyard. Just do it. Why not? What do you got to lose, right? You know, insurance, whatever, it'll cover it. Oh, by the way, it's also National Rum Day. If you're going to build that coaster, don't do it after you drink the rum. That's just going to turn out wrong. Just, you know what, have some rum to celebrate the success of building your coaster. By the way, it's also National Tell a Joke Day. So if you need some jokes, I am a dad. I've got plenty of them. And they get worse, actually, after I drink rum, oddly enough. All right, let's get into some of the history items for today. The Battle of Bennington occurred on this day in 1777 during the American Revolutionary War. The Americans kicked some butt that day, and they were led by General John Stark. But then in 1780, there was the Battle of Camden, where the British defeated the Americans near Camden, South Carolina. Spoiler alert here, we wouldn't always remain enemies with the British. In fact, just in 1858, U.S. President James Buchanan inaugurates the new transatlantic telegraph cable. He exchanged greetings with Queen Victoria on this day in 1858. Oh, speaking of British invasions, let's turn over to the Beatles. On this day in 1962, Pete Best was fired from the Beatles, and the British rock band decided to bring on Ringo Starr. To celebrate today, you can listen to the Beatles, or you can turn it over to some punk rock and listen to the Ramones. They made their debut today in New York at CBGB on August 16th, 1974. I'm just going to bounce from coast to coast here and now talk about the English rock band Genesis, because on this day in 1975, Peter Gabriel quit Genesis. Of course, Genesis went on, and they did lose some other members, but they went on to become a huge band with lots of hits throughout the years. You know, looking at the day, if you've got a band, you might want to be really nice to your band members, because also, Bill Ward quit Black Sabbath on this day in 1980. Okay, also, maybe you don't get married on this day, because in 1983, Paul Simon married Carrie Fisher. That lasted about a year. And then Madonna, in 1985, married Sean Penn, and that also didn't work out. Let's turn it now to 2008. The Trump International Hotel and Tower in Chicago was completed. The actual ceremony for the completion was 2 days later, but on this day, they completed that hotel, and I believe Trump did say that it was huge. And in 2012, we weren't dealing with the coronavirus, we were dealing with West Nile virus. The outbreak in Dallas was declared a state of emergency by Mayor Mike Rollins on this day in 2012. The total reported cases of West Nile virus that year in the United States was 5,674 and 286 deaths. Okay, so 1 year ago, what were we talking about? Well, Peter Fonda died a year ago at the age of 79, and Donald Trump at a New Hampshire rally said that a protester had a serious weight problem. He also talked about buying Greenland, which is not for sale. Okay. So trending on Twitter last year. Elvis Presley. I was like, why is Elvis Presley trending on Twitter? Well, Netflix announced an animated series called Agent King. Basically, Elvis is trading in his jumpsuit for a jetpack and joins a secret government spy program in an animated series on Netflix. And that's still in the works. It'll be coming out next year. Also trending on Twitter last year was hashtag lover at midnight. And that was because Taylor Swift was going to release all the track titles for her upcoming album. Now, of course, she is even released another album during the shelter in place just recently. All right, that's your look at years past on this day. Let's take a look at some of the birthdays for today. Frank Gifford was born on this day in 1930. He, of course, was married to Kathy Lee Gifford. He died in 2015. And Kathy Lee Gifford, yeah, she was born also on this day in 1953. James Cameron, oh man, what an amazing director. He was born in 1954 on this day. Angela Bassett was born in 1958. And Madonna, we talked about her marrying Sean Penn on this day. Well, she was also born on this day in 1958. Timothy Hutton was born in 1960. Steve Carell, oh man, he is hilarious, born in 1960. Singer-songwriter Vanessa Carlton. She was born in 1980. Rumor Willis was born in 88. And singer-songwriter and musician Grace Chance was born in 1997. That is your look at August 16th. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart and we're super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. If you would like to make sure that we cover something on a future episode, let us know. Go to thisistodaypodcast.com to make suggestions, view celebrity birthdays, and much more. Also, you can give us feedback and see our other podcasts. Thanks for listening to the debut weekend of This Is Today. I'm Russ, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions, hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblokes.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code PODCAST at joyandblokes.com.